Like that, man. A little bit of the Ramones.
And you wanted to put in Sex Pistols. I'm like, no, we're going to put in an American punk band.
Okay. Okay. But I like Sex Pistols, too, though.
I do, too.
Johnny Rotten's kind of a...
I do, but good. We're, you know, it's the show for American Warfighters. We're playing American punk
Thank
band.
You for keeping me straight.
That's what I'm here for.
Very nice. I could just listen to that whole song. Okay, but let's have a radio show instead. Let's get Derek on the line. 22 until 9. What's shaking, brother?
Oh, not much. How y'all doing?
Hey, we're doing not bad today. How about yourself? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Houston, Texas.
Outstanding. I like Houston. You're down there on the southern border, right?
Kind of. It's, you know, it's a ways a bit north. It's closer to Louisiana than it is our, you know, southern friends down the south.
Thank you very much. I was never very good at geometry. Hey, you want to talk about 22 until none today, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that's a great organization. Tell me what you guys are all about and tell us what's coming up. You guys got some events, right? You got an event today.
Well, today, yeah, we do have an event out in Phoenix. It's a little get-together for veterans only. It's a camaraderie event for... we're standing up some chapters nationwide, and it's just a barbecue for the veterans to get together of all eras. It doesn't matter if you're, you know, World War II, Vietnam, Korea, Desert Storm. It doesn't matter. All are welcome.
Good.
And they can all come out, hang out with each other, network, meet some new people, you know, swap numbers. So, you know, that people don't know, or people know that they're not alone out there, you know, within their local area, that they have other veterans that they can call upon in the case, you know, they need help, you know, just talking to somebody, or they need help moving some boxes from downstairs to upstairs, or whatever the case may be. And that's what this is utilized for. And, you know, we don't charge any kind of membership or anything like that. You already signed the dotted line, so it's good enough for us.
Very cool. Very cool. And tell us when your organization or what your organization is all about. When did it start, and what's your mission?
Well, it started in November of 2014, and it was just an idea that I had in the back of my head. I brainstormed it with a few other people that are still staff members now, and we were going over some of you know, some of the PTSD and traumatic brain injury and other mental health issues that are plaguing the ranks, and some of them fall victim to these mental health issues and eventually take themselves out. And, you know, at an exponential rate, which is sad. And so we decided to stand up a nonprofit to help them, to ease them with some of the burdens. I know we can't take care of every single burden, but a lot of the burdens revolve around whenever you're transitioning and the lack of a job or lack of funds, and you're caught up, you know, you're way behind on bills and you need some help. That's what we're here for, is to help you out, to get you back up on your feet, you know, for that little bit of time, so that you can offset your costs and dedicate your money that you do have coming in to pay your bills and get caught back up as much as possible.
Yeah, let me chime in there so people understand what we're talking about. When a warfighter gets off active duty, there's a lot of challenges. Not just the challenges of, you know, whatever injuries they sustain. That's a given. But there's challenges because of the PTSD phobia. It's difficult to get a job. It truly is difficult to get a job. It's ridiculous. People, they look at you like you're a baby killer. They want to hear stories, but they don't want you dating their daughter. That's kind of the way things go. Yeah. You show up in court, the court's going to discriminate against you immediately. You see this thousands of times across the United States. You just have to throw out the topic PTSD, and you're going to lose your kids. That's all there is to it. Yeah. It causes major issues. You go in front of a judge for a divorce. If you've got your VA disability, they're going to take that, boom, right away. So now you don't have that income. If you go down to college, you know, they still get us like baby killers. You know, academia doesn't accept us too well. So all these challenges, these societal challenges are going on while you're waiting for a rating because you're injured. Now you got like 2 years, you got no income. 2 years.
Exactly.
Forget about it. You just got off. You just lost a job. That was active duty military service. Getting another job, not so simple, not so easy. Definitely going to be underemployed. And then you got to deal with all those other challenges. So organizations, 22 until 9, doing great jobs, doing good stuff, you know, kind of bridging that gap there. It's not easy. It's not easy. And a lot of times within those that time period, and we look at guys, they hit the red zone, which they're really prone or suicide, I don't know, starts to really become an issue right about 10 months getting off active duty. You're coming up on a year. That would be an anniversary. Things aren't going well. It gets rough. And it goes from about 10 months to about 5 years. That's where things are rough. After 5 years, guys are either on their way, they've completely dropped out of society, or they're dead. And 22 until none is trying to stop all those things.
Exactly. And we try to, you know, with our the way we work as well is, you know, any program that we offer, and the two programs that we do offer, by the way, are emergency financial assistance and a fitness and wellness solutions program as well. And the fitness and wellness solutions is whatever you find your niche may be, going to the gym, art, singing, music, whatever the case may be, whatever makes you happy and, you know, gets you back to center, we'll find a way to pay for half, if not all of it, to help you go to that, to maintain some sort of, you know, sanity in this crazy world.
I like it. I like it, man. You're doing a great job, man. How can people get in touch with your organization?
Well, they can find us on just about all the social medias, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. We have a webpage. It's www.22untilnone.org. And all of our information is on there. Our phone number, our mailing address, everything's on there. How to get a hold of us, and all the email addresses from me all the way down to the every single staff member on there are listed on there. So they can, if they want to get a hold of a specific person, they can shoot an email directly to them.
Outstanding, brother. I TBI'd it, man. Tell me your website again.
It is 22untilnone.org.
22untilnone.org. Go check that out. Find Derek. Get, if you got some kind of media out there, you got to give this guy some attention. He's busting his ass. He needs to get the word out. So make that happen. If you can make a contribution, go to 22untilnone.org right now. Make that happen because it's the right thing to do. Thanks for coming on the show, brother.
All right, brother. You have a good one.
You too. All the way out here. I like that segment, man. He's a good guy.